Chapter 59. Birth of a World. In a womb of solid iron surrounded by molten metal, an innocent slumbered, waiting to be born. Energy had slowly accumulated over the billions of years since its creation, but had never reached the level required for the child planet to awake. This was the day that changed. As consciousness bloomed, knowledge flowed from the labyrinth into the waking world spirit.
Oh,
it thought contentedly.
I'm a world.
In that moment, the Earth learned consciousness. The iron sphere of the Earth's core turned crystalline in a single moment, the womb morphing into a chrysalis. The world spirit came to understand that its existence was not only confined to the iron orb, it was so much more. Its awareness spread outward. The spirit sighed happily upon coming into contact with the cozy molten iron flowing around it, offering both the security and comfort of a blanket.
So warm and toasty,
it thought merrily. The world spirit, innocent of all things, just glorified in its existence. In that moment, the Earth learned joy. It dwelt in those warm and wonderful sensations until its consciousness expanded enough to ask questions. The first was,
why do I know what warm and toasty mean?
Then it realized it did not matter how it knew, because to be warm and toasty was delightful. Then it thought,
how do I know what delightful means?
Then it giggled.
I know what knowing means.
This continued on for a long while. Such delight and wonder were completely normal for newly awakened worlds. When everything is new, everything is beautiful and filled with delight. This was why the labyrinth always performed a limited cessation of time when new world spirits were birthed. The freeze lasted as long as it took a new world to fully stretch and wake up. While many years would pass for the Earth itself, for its children, it would be like no time had passed at all. Like all untainted, newly born creatures, it possessed only joy in its heart, and so all things were joyous. Sadly, the purity of joy was too fragile to bear the weight of will. The Earth's consciousness slowly expanded as its energy drove it to leave its shell of the Earth's core, an instinct as ingrained as a chick leaving an egg. The world spirit explored through its various strata. It disturbed old creatures that had taken refuge within it while it was still only gaseous. The spirit tried to communicate, but the mighty denizens of the depths could not be pulled from their slumber. After several centuries of trying, the curious spirit continued its search of its own body. It came across old bones, forgotten cities, and hidden rivers that had never known the touch of the sun. It was especially impressed with the last discovery, as the only liquid it had ever known before was the molten iron of its own nest. The Earth had no idea that liquids came in different colors, and that they could be. The spirit searched for the word until the labyrinth supplied it. Cold. It had no idea that cold was possible. Cold was definitely not as cozy as warm and toasty iron, but it was still happy that cold existed. The world tuddled off, leaving the cold river behind, thinking,
I love that I can tuddle.
After long centuries, the Earth finally reached its surface. It took an understandably long time, as the inside of the Earth, like the inside of us all, is fascinating and wondrous if given the proper time to explore. When it did reach the surface, however, the Earth was understandably shocked to learn that it was not alone. Other me's lived on top of it. After another century, it realized that the other me's did not think of themselves as part of it. They thought themselves apart from it. That confusing paradox took several centuries to unravel, and the world spirit was still not sure it had understood it when all was said and done. What it did understand was that the number of lives that lived on her were so many that it could never fully count them. It also learned that the many white things just beneath its surface used to be other me's, but they had stopped being. it could not yet conceive of death, as it had not yet truly experienced time. It had come across Mies that were sleeping, and it realized the bones were probably sleeping. It knew that time existed at this point, and came to the conclusion that once it came back, the sleeping Mies would wake up. It resolved to check on the bones later, thinking they would be more interesting then. The earth swept its consciousness across its surface, finding so many interesting things everywhere it looked. It kept traveling upwards through the oceans, until it felt a warm and cozy feeling again. Looking up, the earth was particularly proud of itself for mastering that concept. It realized there was light in that direction. It had found light in a few small places, deep within itself, but nothing as brilliant as its warm and cozy iron core. This light might be even brighter. The earth decided for the first time not to expand equally in every direction, and instead sent its consciousness directly upwards where it saw the light. For the first time, it saw the sun. The earth had never known awe before that moment. In that instant, it knew it was part of something greater than itself, and the knowledge brought it joy.
"I'm not alone. I'm not alone,"
it shouted to itself in contentment and love. The other Mies were nice to look at, but it could feel they were different from it. The sun, though, was a power and majesty like itself. The earth wiggled and giggled, for the first time feeling warm and toasty both inside and out. For decades it just lay under the frozen moment of light shared by its sun, until it realized things could be even warmer and toastier. There was a... it didn't know the word, and so Uncle Labby supplied it. There was a smudge keeping out the light. For the first time, the world spirit accessed its energy reserves and willed the smudge away. In that moment, all pollution in the atmosphere was removed. The light was finally able to be seen without anything blocking it, and the earth delighted in its beauty. At the same time, it suddenly felt weaker, and it did not like it. The earth cried out to Uncle Labby for help, and in that moment, as the earth had made its choice, as all new worlds inevitably did, it was provided with a helper.
"Who are you?"
the earth asked in a small voice. The older world spirit smiled kindly at the formless child. He was not without form. Instead, he looked like a very old man with shaggy white hair. It grew wildly all over his old face, and when he spoke, his voice sounded older still. Though his words carried the weight of ages, they were still strong as the strongest beast and as regal as the greatest king. Yet his tone was soft and filled with love, which made the earth feel warm and cozy again. Sharing feelings of comfort, the old man said, "You can call me Arni. I am very happy to meet you." The earth sighed contentedly and pressed its formless body against Arni. It felt warm and safe and was content. For the next several years, Arni taught the earth many things. He educated it about energy and why it felt so tired after it removed the pollution from its skies. The earth learned it could do many things with its energy because world spirits were very special beings, but that if it used too much, it might go to sleep again for a very long time. The earth promised it would try harder, with the earnestness that only a child could convey. That was the moment the earth learned caution and fear. The earth began to spread its consciousness across the planet under Arnie's watchful eye. It no longer called out to Uncle Labby. It did not need its uncle when Grandpa Arni was around. Sometimes it saw Grandpa Arni looking at it with an expression it did not understand. When it asked, Grandpa said his expression was called sad. When the earth asked why Grandpa was sad, Arni just answered, "Because nothing lasts forever, even innocence." The earth did not understand that, but it didn't think it liked sad. So it focused on being happy and learning more about the many Mies all across its surface. It explored all over, more carefully than before because it didn't want to fall asleep again. Not when there was so much, it searched for the word, beauty all around it. It never wanted to be without beauty again. It marveled in the many me's it came across in all their shapes and colors. Arnie told it these were life forms, and it learned they were different from not life forms because they glowed when it saw them. It liked the glows. Arnie also taught her the names of the many life forms, trees and grass and worms and flies, and even tiny, tiny life forms called bacteria, and it searched for the word viruses, even though Grandpa Arnie said those were not real life forms unless they got enough energy. Confusion struck the earth at that concept. Something being real and not real. It didn't like that thought, so it just pushed it aside. In that moment, the world spirit learned confusion and irritation. The earth also came across some glows that had an extra spark just like it had. Their sparks weren't as bright as its and Arnie's, but they were still nice and toasty. There had been a few glows with sparks in its deeper levels, but on its surface there were, it looked for the word, billions of bright sparks dancing across its skin. They were beautiful. Then it came to something that made it feel wrong. The Earth had come upon the first red zone left by the Third War, an area made so toxic by the weapons used that human life could not exist there. The world spirit paused its exploration, spending more time in that area of its surface than it had ever spent on one place before. It knew its skin shouldn't look like this. Something had done this to it. It also found what Grandpa Arnie had taught her were called bones in that wrong place on her surface. It also knew now that the bones weren't sleeping. Grandpa Arnie had gotten his sad face when he told it, but he never lied. The Earth learned that the bones had once been life forms that had glowed. Maybe they had even sparked. But they never would again. There were millions and millions of them in this one area. The Earth knew that this area was wrong. This spot was ugly and bad. It didn't like it. And in that moment, the Earth learned judgment. The world spirit wanted to fix the bad area, like it had fixed the smudge that blocked the sun, but it didn't want to sleep again, so it left it unchanged. In that moment, the Earth learned wisdom. In that moment, the Earth learned anger that something had hurt it. As its consciousness continued to dwell over the red zone, it learned to hate whatever had hurt it. In the next moment, it realized it wanted to hurt whatever had done this in return. In that moment, the Earth learned vengeance. Through it all, Arnie watched in sadness at the paradise lost. The Earth didn't like how it was feeling, so it decided to move on. Sadly, it came across more red zones. Its anger deepened. But then it arrived at a yellow zone. It could tell that its surface had been ugly before, but that now it was healing. In that moment, the Earth learned hope. The Earth's consciousness continued to travel, exploring its highest heights and deepest depths. It traveled across its surface until the sunlight faded and was replaced by darkness. The darkness did not scare it. Most of its body was dark. But it did prefer cozy warmth. It considered staying in the light. But it wondered what was in the dark. In that moment, the Earth learned curiosity. The Earth's mind and soul traveled across its body until it saw a new light, high above it. The light was different than the sun, but was so beautiful still. Looking up, it saw the moon and cried out in delight. Words came unbidden.
"Little brother! Little brother!"
the Earth cried out in delight. It was so happy to see the moon, but the moon could not answer. If it would ever wake, that day was not today.
"Little brother, can you not see me?"
In that moment, the Earth learned yearning. In that moment, the Earth learned disappointment. The world spirit moved on, searching itself and the space around it. For countless years, it was stuck in a moment of time with only itself, Grandpa Arnie, and the ever-watchful labyrinth for company. At times it laughed, though less as its consciousness grew. At times it cried. It expanded and contracted, growing and exploring, until one day it came to a realization. It liked being more. It wanted to grow even further. It wanted to grow faster. In that moment, the earth learned ambition. In that moment, the labyrinth knew it was ready and began to provide the earth prompts that would lead to its ascendance or its destruction. Congratulations. You are now aware. Your energy density has reached level 1, and you may now walk the path of power. Due to your rapid speed of advancement, there is a large energy surplus from the allotment provided to you as a new world. Your share of this allotment is 10%. The Earth did not understand these concepts, but Grandpa Arnie explained. A certain amount of energy was given to worlds to nurture them to the next phase of their development. The Earth had done so well on its own, though, that it didn't need all of the energy. The labyrinth was going to take most of it back, but would leave 1 out of every 10 units as a reward. The Earth finally understood. The labyrinth was taking its energy away. In that moment, the Earth learned greed. It railed for several years at the injustice, and Grandpa Arnie, like all wise grandfathers, just let the child wear itself out. Once the Earth was finally tuckered out, he sadly explained that reality was never fair, but must always be accepted. Only through acceptance of what was could you change what is, and perhaps what would be. Nearly a century passed as the Earth grappled with this harsh truth. In the end, it did come to accept that reality was bigger than itself, for now. In that moment, the Earth's form grew much closer to completion. In that moment, the Earth learned guile. More notifications came from the labyrinth, asking what it would do with its surplus energy. At first, the Earth planned to bring all of the energy to its core. If it did that, it would be more, and that was always a good thing. Grandpa Arnie was thankfully there to provide counsel. While the Earth thought 10% of its allotment was a small amount, the truth was the energy that entailed would destroy the young world's core in an instant if it was placed there all at once. The Earth had already learned caution, and so took its grandpa's words seriously. Instead of trying to eat all the energy, it followed his advice. First, it spoke the words Grandpa Arnie told it to say.
Summon World Crown!
Just like that, a circle made of pure probability appeared before it. The Earth was immediately delighted because it didn't know it could do that. Arnie smiled benevolently, enjoying the delight over what he saw as a simple thing. A world crown was merely the manifestation of a spirit's blessings, yet to a cosmic child, it was like a coming-of-age gift. Would you like to energize your blessings? Without proper energy, there is a high chance of your blessings failing, fading, or becoming subverted. The Earth didn't like those last words, and immediately agreed to put some of its extra energy into its crown. Arnie continued to smile at it as a single white jewel appeared. There was so much he didn't know about the little world, not even what its blessing would be. The white jewel showed this child had been given a common boon. It was not a great blessing, but the Earth could still do wonderful things if given the right guidance, and the large amount of excess energy would maximize it. There were many mysteries he was eager to unravel regarding the Earth. Why had a nascent world spirit been inducted to the labyrinth? And after being inducted as a null world, how had the Earth come so far so fast? Perhaps most important, why could he detect a whiff of chaos in her actions? Whatever the answers to these questions, he felt a great connection to the emerging consciousness. That, in and of itself, wasn't overly surprising. He was an old spirit, one of the oldest, and he had walked many paths. Some of his strongest were the paths of inspiration and might. He was so resonant in these paths that he formed bonds with weaker world spirits whose children would dream of him. What was surprising was that he had answered when the labyrinth had asked if any world spirits would like to earn points fostering a new world. While other worlds would scramble and scrap to reach the heights of this current age, old monsters like himself had already won the game of ages more than once. They were typically content to let the younger generation learn folly on their own. Arnie still didn't know why he'd decided to take on this responsibility. He just knew it was something he had to do. It had been a long time since he had last shepherded a new life, but he would give it his all. Which was why, as the white jewel shone brighter and brighter, he was already coming up with advice to help the earth along. More energy poured into the blessing until it was maximized. The common blessing, instance tokens, has been energized to peak. 150% efficiency, plus 100% chance to be maintained upon ascension. Arnie was just about to teach the Earth how to diffuse the excess energy into outer space so that it could slowly consume it over the centuries to come, when, for the first time in ages, he was surprised. A second gem had started to form. A double blessing at birth? Well, he thought with a smile, I guess this little world is special after all. The Earth had no idea that having more than one blessing was exceptional, or even what blessings were. It just knew the jewels were beautiful, and it liked how they shined when it gave them energy, so it kept doing so. Under the gaze of the two world spirits in the labyrinth, the second blue gem began to shine. Soon, it blazed as bright as the white jewel, reaching the peak state as well. The limited blessing, Lucid Abilities, has been energized to peak, 150% efficiency, plus 100% chance to be maintained upon ascension. Arnie smiled like a proud papa. Two blessings. Two. And already maximized to peak energy before the Earth had even joined the labyrinth. At first, he'd worried that the young spirit would be easy prey for predator worlds. But he wasn't concerned any longer. In fact, with two... The old world spirit froze. A third jewel was forming. In its long history, it had seldom heard of a triple blessing for a new world. The few times that it happened, great and terrible events had shaken the labyrinth. The loss of life, not only of children, but of world spirits themselves, had been terrifying. His own birth had been graced by three jewels. Some of the paths he had walked in his early days, then filled with power and arrogance, still filled him with shame even now. Arnie intently watched the shape of the jewel form, and his stare grew even more intense as he saw its color. Red. It was a rare blessing. The gem glowed brighter until it too reached the peak. The lion's share of the energy allotment was consumed to feed the gem, but with reserves still left, the Earth achieved its goal. The rare blessing, Elemental Empowerment, has been energized to peak, 150% efficiency, plus 100% chance to be maintained upon ascension. Pride had been replaced in Arnie's heart. Where once he felt joy, now he felt only wariness towards this young spirit who had reached heights during its birth that most worlds never achieved. There was no doubt in Arnie's mind. He knew why he had been drawn to this child. Something was wrong. First, it had been born early, and now it had a triple blessing. And somehow, the Earth had reached a milestone so early that it could energize all three to the peak? This did not happen. It should not happen. A world like this could become worse than a predator. It could become a monster. He had to do everything in his power to guide this child to paths of peace. The devastation it and its children could unleash did not bear thinking about. He opened his mouth to speak to it, but then froze. Impossible. A fourth jewel was forming, and it was the bright yellow of a mythic. In his earlier days, Arnie would have immediately slain any cosmic creature with this rich a heritage. Passing millennia had taught him wisdom, but he was still filled with apprehension. Now, even if he had been moved to destroy this newly born calamity, as an Auriga, he could take no direct action against the Earth. The labyrinth itself ensured that. All he could do was watch and whisper as the Earth poured energy into the yellow gem. With mixed feelings, he watched the jewel consume the rest of the allotment, only reaching mid-grade. The mythic blessing, Magicka, has been energized to mid-grade. 50% efficiency, 25% chance to be maintained upon ascension. The Earth was disappointed the last jewel wasn't as shiny as the first three, but it was still pretty. Following instinct, the young world spirit merged with its crown, and the formless was given form. Arnie stared at the child in apprehension. She stood before him in their collective world space, having chosen a body in line with the first humans that had evolved upon her. Her skin was the color of cocoa, and her hair was black as night. Full lips sat on a child's face, a promise of beauty that would one day be realized. Her eyes were luminous jewels, one made of a bottomless onyx, and the other shining a brilliant gold. Draped down her featureless body was a dress woven entirely of tiny leaves, each plucked from a different tree. As he watched, she took her first steps, twirling and laughing in delight. After a moment, she looked at her grandfather's old, wrinkled face and thought he looked sad. Wanting to make him feel better, she smiled. The sharp teeth, she revealed, did not bring the old world spirit any peace.
"Grandpa Arnie, I have a body," she announced delightedly.
Her words seemed to shake reality itself, energy and promised power held within them, far more than should ever be trusted in the hands of a child.
"Yes, you do," he replied with caution.
Delicately, so as not to startle her, he said,
"There are many things we must discuss, child."
"And there are so many things I want to know," she responded with hunger in her voice.
Questions were flooding her, each tied to a desire. One curiosity felt more important than all the others somehow, so she asked about it first.
"Grandpa Arnie, what's a primordial of war?"
For the first time in eons, the elder world spirit felt fear.